You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Another question on today's Ask Coach Parry podcast for the coach, and we've got him with us once again, Lindsay Parry. Nice to have you with us.
How's it, Brad? How are you doing?
Very, very good. A wonderful question that popped up in our forum from Mourner. And for the folks who are on the Coach Parry online training platform, they'll know that a lot of our strength training happens on a Thursday. Obviously, it happens on other days, but we tend to have a double up session on a Thursday, and rest days are generally Fridays. And Mourner is really struggling with that double session, particularly the strength on a Thursday after the run. She says, I'm probably struggling because I'm running that run way too fast. She said she did complete the two sessions last week with a 45-minute run, but today, which is a week later, she really didn't have the strength for the strength. Have you got any thoughts on getting through the tough Thursday before the rest day on a Friday?
So, look, if it is too tough, I would actually probably take out, and this is, it's not always easy to decide which session to take out, but because of where we are in the cycle and trying to get the strength training in, because long-term the strength training is the thing that's going to make the biggest difference. I would say that while we're getting used to the strength training and getting the body used to the strength training, you would leave out the running at this point in time, and then run 3 days a week for three or so weeks. And then when you're coping much better with the strength training, bring that run back. But as she alluded to, the other option there also is to run that run much, much slower, to take a couple of extra walk breaks. And again, it really does boil down to this idea of us having to adapt to the new stress. And what's critical, of course, is the Friday rest. So even if you do struggle to get through Thursday, is the Friday rest enough to mean that when you get to Saturday, you are feeling good again? And the answer to that question is no. Then I would probably go to, let's take that run out, do the strength training, rest Friday, running on Saturday. But if you've fully recovered on the Friday, then it's about managing Thursday. And so we would then look at, okay, let's go as easy as we can, or even shortening. So instead of doing 45 minutes, let's do 30 minutes and modify that run so that you can get through what is the toughest day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Mourner, great question. And it's one of those things, Lindsay, too, that the longer you do it, particularly if you haven't done much strength training in the past, you do adapt quite quickly. So managing that recovery is key in the short term. But the more you around strength training and doing it, it definitely does get slightly easier as well. So, Mourner, thanks for the great question. Lindsay, as always, thank you for your time. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.